to express my gratitude for the welcome that my family and I received since running here at Christ the King. I want you to understand that we were at our last parish for almost 2 decades. And although we were very excited about being assigned here, we were a little bit nervous, but the welcome that we received has been overwhelming. And it's a true testament to you as a parish and to the leadership and staff here. So from the bottom of our hearts, we want to say thank you. So as my new parish family, I was thinking that maybe we should go out and work some miracles. Who's ready? I'm talking some honest to goodness, take away pain, heal old scars and wounds type of miracles. Who here wants to go out and show what God can do in us and through us? Well, see, some of you are a little bit skeptical, so let me sweeten this pot a little bit. What I'm going to talk about working on is something that we can work on in others or in ourselves. I'm not required by law to give you any negative potential aspects to this, so I won't. There's only one. And that is what I'm asking us all to do can be very difficult. So with that in mind, who wants to work on some miracles?
Yes.
What I'm asking us to work on is forgiveness. I'll see how loud faces just went down. I got to read your mind. It's like, Deacon Corey, I'm with you. Miracles, I'm going to walk on Lake Pueblo. I'm going to multiply some soppers and some Rios. And turn water into wine. Those are miracles I'm here for. But forgiveness, it's a little bit more difficult. And for those of you that may be thinking that, I'm here to tell you, I'm with you. I'm speaking to you as a man who has difficulty with forgiveness at times. So I'm absolutely with you. Sometimes it's easier to forget or try to forget that we've been hurt or that we've hurt others. But if we're honest with ourselves, I think we know that that hurt just doesn't always go away. I'm not talking about small things here. I'm not talking about that son of a gun that won't dim his headlights behind you or better than that. I'm talking about hurts that we've caused to others or that have been caused on us that change who we are. Change who we want to be and who God wants us to be. So you may be thinking at this point, okay, I'm on board. But how? How do I get past some of this pain? Or how do I get past the pain that caused others? Good news. We got a whole book to tell us, including the readings that we received today. On the readings, we were told that it's our job to point out wrongs. It's our job to talk with those people one-on-one. And it's our job to do so out of love. You'll notice that at no point was there any readings about us posting on social media, holding a grudge, or being miserable for the rest of our lives or something that happened. Again, I'm not saying it's easy, folks. We're living in a time that it seems like it's almost a badge of honor to have been slighted in some ways and to carry that with us. In a time where it almost seems as though a person might be considered weak if they actually do forget. But is that really what we're being called to do? In that second reading in Romans, we're being told to love our neighbors as ourselves. One prayer that Christ gave us very clearly states out, and we will be reciting it here shortly. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You may not be at a spot in your life right now where absolute forgiveness for every wrong that's been done to you is where you're at, and that's okay. The reading also covered what happens if a person isn't at that point, if they're not hearing this. It said that we are to treat them as a tax collector or a Gentile. And contrary to what I may have thought initially, which is that we take them in the back of the church and it's not running with them, it actually means that we're supposed to pray for them. Let's not forget, Matthew, the author of the gospel that we read, was a tax collector. And how did Christ treat tax collectors and Gentiles? With love, patience, and prayer. So what I'm asking us to do in working on these little miracles is to go out and find where we are. If we're only at the point right now where prayer is what we can do, then that's what we do. We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us to move towards healing. So with all that in mind, I'll say again, I think we need to go work on some miracles. Who's ready?